Hey, it's Mia.
Hey, it's Kennedy.
And this is The Silver Lining with M&K.
Hi, guys.
Hey, guys. It's been so long.
Actually, forever.
Yeah.
What is 365 times 2?
Don't do this. Don't do this.
Do you know?
Do you? Okay, let's do the math. In 5 head. Times 2. Oh. So I got a number.
Hold on.
She's finding it, you guys. We're going to say both of our numbers. Okay, so
at the same time.
Okay, ready? 1,000. Where are you at? 1,000.
365 times 2, I got 730.
Delete this. Delete this. I don't know.
Oh, that was funny.
Wait, you guys.
Let me calculate this real quick.
No, it's not 1,000. Wait, it's not 1,000. I added that wrong. I did the 2 times 6 and the 1 at the top. You know what I'm talking about. Come on, guys. You know that 1 at the top.
Yeah.
That 1 at the top, I put it in the front. I was supposed to add that. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. That took me a second too, so it's fine.
Don't ask me any more math questions. That's what we learned today.
Okay, so
believe it or not, guys, we are in college now. That kind of,
we are 2 years older, so we did go from 2023 to 2025. Yes, yeah. It's been a little while since we've picked up our mics, and that's not entirely our fault. We've had some issues with our podcast equipment,
plenty.
And got some upgrades.
We did.
That we can have the best quality for you guys, be the best podcast host that we can be.
100%.
Take care of our little podcast, you know?
Yes, we had some detours. We had some left turns, some right turns, some U-turns.
Dead ends.
Yes, but we got to point A to point B, and that's all that matters. Did we have a journey, a trek?
Yes.
We did.
Yes.
We did. So, believe it or not, we are about to be sophomores.
Wow.
In college.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. So we graduated high school. That was great.
Awesome. It was fantastic. Experience. Would never go back.
No. I'm really happy with being in college. I would say that I think, like, you go through different like phases, and I think I'm just in a phase that I'm really happy with right now, and I feel like high school, you know, there's so much growth that happens in that time, and so there's something to be said about it, but I'm just really, really happy that I'm not there anymore, you know?
110%. Me and Kennedy were having a conversation just about, like, the culture of our high school the other day, and I remember we were just like, that's just not normal, a lot of the things that would occur, that would go on. So I'm over the moon, some would say, to not be in that environment anymore, and I absolutely love college down.
Yes. Now, we did go to 2 different colleges.
We did.
If you're not, like, in our personal lives and don't know us personally and are just a TSL listener, we did go to 2 different colleges, and as my best friend, how has that been for, like, our relationship, would you say?
Yeah, so I think we did a great job when we were ever, like, applying for schools of just being, like, supportive with one another, mm-hmm. and not, like, because it would be easy for us to go to the same school. It would be easy for us to go on that experience together.
Right.
But we definitely didn't want to hold each other back, in a sense of, like, let's all go to this school so we can have this. So I think it was, like, we knew that, like, it was going to happen. And I would say that we're fine.
Yeah.
Like, I think that me and Kennedy know that we'll always be friends. And even if we don't have the most conversations this week or know exactly what's happening in each other's lives, we will always debrief each other. We will always be there.
And I think, like, we both know, like, that our place in each other's lives isn't gonna go anywhere.
Correct.
And also that, like, as much as I love her and as much as she's, I call her my second brain, and I say that she's, you know, me in another version or knows me, like, incredibly well, she's not my whole life, and I think it's important for us to both like grow and evolve and just, you know, find new friends. No, I'm not saying find too many new friends, okay? But I'm saying find new friends,
new experiences,
new experiences.
Yeah.
you know, with each other still being there every step of the way, there was, like, a pivotal moment and experience that I think, like, was just so amazing for us. And I think that was, I had a probate. I'm Greek. And she came to my probate and surprised me. I already knew, guys. So you have to tell the story.
Mind you, no one told her. So, like, her saying she already knew, like, she felt it in her spirit.
I literally did, guys.
She and felt it in her gut. I guess gut.
We'll talk about it. So, I, like, it's a hard time going through, like, before your probate and crossing and, like, also trying to have the same life that you had before and then also do it as a freshman. It's a lot. And so it was a lot. And I was like, I hadn't talked to her in a minute, and she was like helping me with like some of like my choices and my decisions and stuff. And she was involved as much as she could be. And I just got this feeling this one day. I remember I was sitting at my desk and I was like, I feel like Mia's here. And this was like a few days before my probate. I was like, I feel like Mia's here. Like, I feel like she's literally here. So I check her location. I was like, I feel like she's going to be at my probate. I check her location. Her location's off. And I'm like, okay. Like, and mind you, I didn't check her location and then think this. I thought this and then checked her location as like evidence. Like, because I was like, oh, she's in, like, if she's in D.C., hint, then, like, you know, like, I must just be wrong. And this has happened before, where me and Mia have gotten literal feelings about, like, each other and ruined surprises and, like, had feelings about, like, what the other person is doing. And so, like, I don't know, I just literally thought, like, in the day, like, leading up to my probate, she's like, good luck, like, da-da-da, like, I wish I could be there. No, literally,
y'all, I was trying to be, like, so believable of like sending like a text, so, like,
yeah, tell your side of this.
Oh yeah, so like I remember whenever she was like calling me and like she said, being I was being there as much as I could of like just like supporting her with her decisions, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I remember I talked to my mom and I was like, I'm not gonna lie, like I have to go, so let's do this right now, let's buy the ticket right now.
Yeah,
so I ended up buying a ticket. It was a little closer than I like to buy my tickets home, so it wasn't the cheapest in the world, but my parents were willing to make that sacrifice because they know how much Kennedy means to me.
Yeah.
So we came down here and I spent like the kind of just like the weekend. So my location was off the whole time. I should have thought to like move my location to a different device. I didn't. I don't know. And I should have probably left it up there, but I didn't. So then I just had it off and spent the weekend with my family. And on the day we drove there, I made her a poster. I forgot. The day before.
It was so cute, guys.
Yes, I made her the day before I went, or maybe it was 2 days before, I went to, like, Hobby Lobby. Is Hobby Lobby canceled? I think we might be boycotting her. I can't remember.
I don't know.
I can't remember. She just looks like you'd be boycotting her, right?
She has that vibe. Yeah,
like, she's very conservative.
Yeah.
Anyways, not to get political, but, so, basically, I bought all the things, whatever. I made her poster, stuff like that. My mother was also really a part of Kennedy's process as well.
Yeah.
And we drove over there, and I was literally hiding with, I, like, saw some of her friends, like, her roommates, whatever, and I had already met them. So, I was, like, with them.
Yeah.
And they were willing to, like, hide me. I'm literally hiding behind the alphas. Like, I'm literally, at one point, I was, like, on my knees. Yeah, I was literally, like, on my knees trying to hide behind my poster, hide behind this. Obviously, whenever Kennedy was doing, like, her segment, I was cheering, and I knew she wouldn't be looking at me because she'd be so focused on what she was about to say.
Oh my gosh.
So I actually came up for that
I part. Literally don't even remember.
No, literally. That. Like, she...
I blacked out.
Yeah, literally. But, yeah, so then after that, I was also hiding in the corner whenever she got to talk to all her family. Because I didn't want to come up immediately. I wanted to be like, oh, she's not here.
Yeah.
And then, like, not have the disappointment extend that long, but, like, for a little bit. Because she literally called me. Actually, go backwards. She literally called me
I was... When I was, like, oh, I think she's here. Oh, let me check her location. Oh, she's not here. Let me call her. I called her. Good.
Yeah, so she called me, and I literally, like, my heart sank. I was like, no way. So, she was, like, asking me, like, why's your location off? Like, where are you at? Da-da-da. I'm lying. Like, I was, like, I'm at this boy's house for the weekend. Like, I just didn't want my parents to know. Like, I don't know. That's the fastest thing I could have came up with of a reason to turn my location off. So then she was just, like, oh, okay. Like, she was, like, kind of confused, but she was just like, I'm gonna let you have it. And mm-hmm. that's when I knew she was on me. Like, she was mm-hmm. on my, she was on my tail. Like, she knew. So that's why I really had to, like, genuinely make her feel like, oh, she's actually not here. And then so it could actually still be a surprise. Yeah.
So, but yeah. she didn't. I still knew. Like, I literally, she texted me. She's like, I was like, girl, I see right through you. She sent me this text message right before my probate, like, literally right before I went on stage. She was like, I wish I could be there. Send me videos, send me pictures. Like, oh, and I was like, girl, boo. I was like, I'm going to see you in, like, 20 minutes. Like, please stop. And so I literally tell, and this is, like, how passionate I am about this. I literally tell my line sisters that my best friend is going to be here from Howard. They all know who she is. I'm like, I spoiled your school. I'm sorry. But I was like, my best friend's going to be here. And she doesn't go here, but I know she's going to be here. Like, I just have a feeling that she's going to be here. And my link was like, are you going to be disappointed if she's here? And I'm like, if she's not here. And I was like, yeah, a little bit. But I feel like she is. And so then, like, when I was literally on stage, I'm on stage. I have these things to remember, right? Like, these things that I absolutely cannot mess up.
I'm reciting information.
And I'm whispering to my link, like, I don't see my best friend here. Like, I don't see my best friend here. I'm so confused. I thought she was going to be here. And I'm, like, saying this on stage. Like, literally, this entire program is going on. Everything that we'd been practicing for, like, months. And she was like, oh, like, okay. And then she comes up after, like, the whole thing is over out of my thing. And I said, I knew you're going to be here. Like, it was such an amazing moment. I think it was a testament to our friendship. So I just wanted to share that because that was, like, the most amazing, special, warm feeling that I felt. Like, I started crying because, like, Mia's, like, one of my comfort people. And it had just been such a long, hard road up until that point. And for her to be there, like, I knew that she was going to be, but for her to actually make the time to, like, book a flight and for her parents to understand how important it was to me, like, it just meant the world to me, so.
Yes, so that was just, I guess that's the proof that me and Kennedy are fine. Like, even with a long distance friendship.
I could have just said we're fine, but, like, I...
No, you know. But, like, story time. It was fine. Yeah. So, me and Kennedy are fine. The long distance friendship still exists. It still works. I think that honestly, our friendship's been so long that 4 years really isn't anything to it.
Like, it really is.
What's
not.
4 years start?
What's
friendship?
4 years? We have our whole life.
Mind you, like, we have 3 years left. That's insane. Stop.
College goes by really fast, guys. Like,
no,
really,
seriously,
really, really fast. And it's like, it's in semesters, and like you just think they go by so slow, but then like
they
you
really
blink,
don't.
And the freshman year is over.
Like Monday might feel slow, but first semester is not. So I don't know. It's really weird.
Fast.
So yeah, as Kennedy said, I do go to Howard. I am a Howard Bison, and I absolutely love my HBCU. I absolutely love Howard. Mm-hmm. If I literally, like, anybody wanted to talk to me about Howard, I promise I could talk your head off for at least 3 hours.
She can, and she will.
And I will. I literally have to tell myself to not make, or, like, not talk about it, mm-hmm. because I feel like it could probably get annoying to somebody else, but I don't know. It's just, like, it's so many, like, also with my Howard friends, like, so many niche things that we can, like, have conversations about. And, like, if the person that does not go there, I feel like I have to give you an entire backstory to everything. And then
Mia had a birthday recently, and I was talking to some of her Howard friends, and they were just talking about, like, all of these things that I just had literally no idea. And I was,
like what it was
like,
at
the
all.
The lore just goes deep. But I love Howard. I love my bestie Bison.
Yes. Okay, do you want to say what school you go to?
I go to Texas A&M. Go Aggies.
There you go.
I love my school. I love the heart of my school. I'm a softie. I'm a crybaby. I like the traditions, the everything. Like, I truly, like, the more that I explored A&M, because it wasn't, like, my first choice, the more that I explored it, the more that I fell in love with it, and I just think there's so many things about it that are unique, and literally no other school has. Like, no other school does the things that the way that we do them, and I'm proud to be a part of my university.
No, literally, I absolutely love College Station. Both of my parents went there, so I genuinely, like, I will always have love for Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. As much as I, like, tried to be, like, I hate it, but, like, it's a cult. I'm not going to go there, which I didn't end up going there. Mm-hmm. I still felt that way, but I absolutely love it, and I think it's a place that I will literally always visit. And
it's, like, special.
I'm happy that you're there, because then I can still visit it and, like, have, like, a reason and, like, be an Aggie for the weekend. Yeah. Whenever I want to.
So fun. She is. You have to come for a game. That's like.
Yeah, I actually do. I've never been experience. At a game like as a.
As a quote unquote student. Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, and the first college football game that I actually went to was A&M, but like I wasn't like, oh, I love this so much. I'm gonna go here. It really took a little while before I was like, I really, really like this school, but I truly am so happy and feel like that this is where I'm meant to go, based on like God, literally. Like I applied on the last day to be quite frank with you guys. Like I literally and applied on the last day because yeah. I did not think I was going there, and I was like, you know,
who cares?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just gonna submit my application, like whatever. And then I got a scholarship, and then I found my roommate, and everything kind of fell into place. So God will truly, like, put his hand, like, his hand will be where you're supposed to be, and his will be done of your life, so, yeah.
Period. Okay, y'all, so, obviously, we go to different schools. I live on campus, and Kennedy lives off campus. I'm at a private institution. She's at a public one. My school is teeny tiny.
Her
school
is
literally huge. It's a PWI. It's an HBCU.
Right, there's a lot.
Yeah, we have a lot of different areas and boxes that we each tick.
Mm-hmm.
So we just kind of wanted to talk about, like, the living because we know that there are some freshmen that are going to be joining us in a month. So,
and you know, this goes for all of college. I think it's pretty applicable English. Mia lived in a dorm her freshman year, and I lived in an apartment. So I think we can both give some insight, some helpful insight onto like how to live after being with your family basically for
your life. And I feel like some of our advice is not formal. It's not like formal advice. Like it's also just like informal, I guess that's the only other way I can explain that. Right. I don't really know what other word to use. But, yeah, my first thing, which I guess is formal, kind of, is, like, don't bring it. Like, you have such a small room to fit everything into. And, like, if it was a clothing item that you didn't pick up before you came here, you're not going to pick it up there. You're going to buy so many more clothes. Especially at HBCU, your style's about to change, like, three times over. And you're about to be so inspired. So, like, literally just leave closet space because you're gonna buy things. There's a lot of clothes that you do need, like professional attire and stuff like that, but don't bring those things. Like, don't bring everything else. It's not needed, obviously. If the weather is gonna be different, bring those things, boots, stuff like that. The climate change has been a little weird, so it wasn't snowing too bad.
How was the snow after living in Texas for so long? Like, it's insane Houston, to me. So, like, there really is not.
It was insane to me the way that everyone still functioned. Like, we're putting salt on the ground and we're still going to move around. I wouldn't, like, Texas would shut down for at least 2 weeks.
You're right. Yeah.
So, it was like, it's snowing and I still have to go to class. What? Mm-mm. But there was a lot of times that they did kind of cancel class. Mm-hmm. So, it wasn't like, when there was a true snowstorm, I guess they canceled class and everyone had a huge snowball fight. So that was really fun. Yeah, it was great. I never picked up like my true winter stuff. I just froze. And
you did tell me that. She was like, I'm not gonna be like, no one's gonna be like this Texas girl.
Exactly. Like, I didn't want them to talk about me. So like everyone would be in a puffer and I'm in a full suit. Like I did not want that to happen. So like I wore my puffer. I have like a fluffy puffer that I literally spammed. I love that down. Wore a lot of UGG boots. Didn't even wear like my true snow boots.
Boots.
So like, yeah, but I adjusted. It's cold. It was like, I think when it hit 18 degrees, bless I was like, you. I've never, and maybe 18 degrees isn't bad for a lot of people that are in Chicago or like
New York,
literally like
anywhere
so north, like 18 degrees is like normal to you,
right?
And it's like, oh, it's not bad, it could be like 8. No, like to me when it was, I think it was, no, I don't think it was 8, I think it was 18, I don't remember, it was really low and I was like, I've never seen a number like this before. So I was kind of, that was kind of
it was her,
yeah,
but it's okay.
Yeah, I adjusted.
You adapted.
I did,
and I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Okay, so I would say living in an apartment, it's definitely different. Like, the social aspect of it is different. Like, I remember one of the first days that, like, I came to College Station, I had, like, these fast friends. I would say, you know, make friends with people, be as outgoing as you can, find those people. We literally, with people I barely knew, like, went around knocking on people's doors in dorms. There's definitely a culture that I think is a lot more friendly than living in an apartment, but I would say that living in an apartment affords you a lot of things that you can't do in a dorm. Like, you have your own space. I had a very spacious bathroom and bedroom and closet that even my roommates didn't have, so I'm really grateful for that aspect, because I could, you know, live in the way that I want to. You know, you have to live differently inevitably if you have someone else in your room.
Wait, did y'all split up rent based on the room that you had, or it was just like, we're splitting this into how many other people
are in the apartment? I feel like a lot of people think that, like, we're like, oh, like, how is having a roommate? Like, did other people not pay their rent on time? And I was like, that actually had nothing to do with me. Like, our complex was, like, really good about that. Like, we had our own portal. We selected our own, like, we got our own bedroom selected, to answer your question. And two of the bedrooms are smaller than the other ones. And so there are trade-offs. Like, if the room is bigger, then the bathroom is bigger. And so my bathroom and my closet were much, much bigger than, like, my roommates, and rent was separate, so we had our own portal on our phones where we could pay that, and that had nothing to do with, like, other people.
That's which actually I was really great. Nice. Yeah, that is nice.
And it's not like that everywhere, but I would definitely recommend something that makes it as easy as possible for you to have the best roommate relationship as possible.
Yeah, because that takes that out of it.
Yeah, like, there was no talks about money unless it was something that we shared. So, like, we shared things in our kitchen, because we shared a kitchen and a living room, but, like, everything else was separate. So we shared paper towels, dish soap, trash bags. I'm trying to think of what else. We didn't share that many things, just things that, like, were essentials in our apartment that we needed. We had a candy jar that was really fun, so when people came over, they could eat candy, and then we would rotate, and that was really fun. But a lot of things were separate, and I would recommend that because it just makes things a lot easier, in terms of, like, who buys what, and, like, also in, like, avoiding relation. I mean, not really.
I know what you mean.
Okay.
Just a strain in the relationship.
Avoiding arguments, right.
Correct.
And so I think, there's definitely a loss in a social aspect to sum everything up when you live in an apartment, but there are a lot of other things that you get. But I would just say, like, make friends outside of this, try and, like, overcompensate in a way, and try and reach out to people that you know are going to the same school to kind of get that same kind of community when you're just leaving home. But I would really recommend it. Are there any essentials, like, for your dorm that you thought that were like, you need to buy?
I would say, I was just talking about my sleep mask. I love my sleep mask.
Oh, like, she just had it on. She's like, do you want to try on my sleep mask?
Yes, because
I've never used a sleep mask.
I literally haven't either, because I don't know. I'm the type of person, I don't really like sleeping with a lot of things on. I don't need that. But it's so great, because not everyone goes to bed on the same time. So, like, if your roommate is at the sink with the light on, or at their desk, or, like, they're trying to read or finish up an assignment, like, put on that sleep mask and maybe you good. Like, I don't know.
It eats down.
Also, fire alarms. I put, like, our fire alarm, it was obviously so loud. You know what? Actually, I don't promote this, but I wouldn't leave when there was fire alarm. Because it's literally, like, this is not real.
No, that's so real, because I did that one time.
Yeah, it was like someone.
It was game day. I was getting ready.
Yeah, like, we don't have time for this.
And it was the fire alarm.
We don't have time for this.
There's no fire.
Mind you, my dorm had no kitchens. So it's like someone was blow drying their hair, somebody straightening their hair. Like, it's always somebody with their hair. Or, like, they made popcorn and they burnt it. Like, I'm not leaving. Like, it's not on fire. So, like, it was this one week. It was back to back, y'all. Every single night at 3-4 in the morning. Like, it was like 4 or 5 days in a row. I was so fed up. Like, the point is, I put on my sleep mask. I put on my Air Maxes. Go back to bed. Like, that was my routine every single time. We end up losing visitation because no one would leave, so we got in trouble for that. But that's why I said I don't promote it. I don't promote it with that. And visitation is huge as a freshman. Like, no one even plays about that. So, like, I remember the first
visitation
time we
visitation is crazy to me, because, like, visitation doesn't exist.
It doesn't, like, as an apartment. There's benefits to both.
Yeah.
And there's cons to both.
Yeah.
But the first time we lost visitation, I remember it was our first week of school, and we literally
rioted. Like, everyone rioted.
What do you mean, like, visitation? Like, explain visitation.
Okay, so for Howard visitation, I stayed in College Hall North, for people that know anything about Howard. And we obviously have visitation hours. So on the weekdays, it's until 11:59, like 12. And on the weekends, it's till 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. So you have to sign people in that don't live in that dorm. If you live in that dorm, just show your ID. You can get in. It's fine. But if you don't live in that dorm, you have to sign in, which it can be girls and boys and whoever you want, that has to be an Howard student. We cannot have outside visitors that are D.C. residents, that go to UMD, that go to American, that go
like
to...
Like, at all?
No. No, you cannot.
Like,
you
can, they can't come in at all?
No, you cannot come in at all. So you can only be an Howard student to come in. Okay. And you show your ID, you write down, you sign in. It's this whole process. You sign in the time, the everything. And then whenever you're leaving, you have to sign out. And that's just like, if you don't leave, then you'll get your visitation taken. Like, let's say you want your man to spend the night, and your man spend the night, your visitation go on for the whole semester. So, like, you can't ever have him over again. Now, there's ways around this. Obviously.
Yeah.
There are side doors. My dorm did not have a side door. My dorm was an all-girls dorm. Mm-hmm. There's co-ed dorms, which, you know what I'm saying? There's side doors to certain dorms where you can get past this. And Howard knows this, but for some reason, they rather people sneak in. They change their visitation rules. Who knows? Who knows why they do that? But, yeah, I didn't know that that was, like, a really prevalent thing. So when we lost visitation the first time, everyone was pissed. And they tried to tell us to go back to our rooms. And I was like, who are the security guards feeling like? Like, we're grown. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we was really feeling like somebody that
That's
day.
That's funny because I could literally have Barack Obama in my apartment and no one would know. Mia came over and stayed at my apartment. My mom stayed over at my apartment. Like, I mean, yes, I stayed
like
as a, I as a, oh, wow. I say it as a courtesy to, like, my roommates, obviously. But it doesn't matter who comes in and out. Like, I don't know. It just doesn't matter. And then I would also say, like, a big difference is that you don't have an RA living in an apartment. So it's not like you can go to, like, someone else who's, like, being paid to and being trained to, like, mitigate issues and roommate issues. You have to do that yourself. Mm. So put on your big girl pants. You need to learn conflict resolution, learn accountability, learn how to be wrong, learn emotional intelligence, like, all these things to have a successful roommate relationship and roommate, like, a year, basically, because you don't have someone else to lean on. So I would say, to prevent issues, I would, you know, say up front what you have, what you want, what the standards that you want in your apartment, so that you can mitigate issues.
I feel like the moment that you live in a dorm and you end up going to your RA about it, like, it's dead. Like, I don't know. I can't see you going to your RA to solve an issue and then you can turn around and still be that girlfriend. Like, no. Like, y'all are strictly...
No one ever goes to the RA.
No. Like, and the people that I have heard that have done that, they literally hate their roommate and would literally put a pillow over them in their sleep. Like, that's how bad it gets and you go to your RA. So yeah, if you really, really have to go to your RA, then go. But at that point, consider moving out. Like, consider trying to get a different dorm.
Yeah.
For real.
And, you know, my apartment complex, they'll help as much as they can. But, like, you're an adult. Like, when you leave, like, you're an adult. You're over 18. Like, you are here and you're expected to be able to solve these problems. These aren't other people's problems. They're yours. So I would say just, you know.
Yeah, to say socially, like, I would say that, like, living in a dorm is great. Like, definitely, your best friends are going to be down the way, down the hall, downstairs. Like, you'll meet so many girls. And, like, although I would say that, like, CHN versus quad, you know what I mean? Like, quad probably is more like a sisterly type dorm if you wanted that and you're going to Howard. So I would recommend that, honestly, over CHN. CHN, you do have your own bathrooms. So it is, like, better in a sense. I feel like CHN
you and your roommate have your own bathroom.
Yes, correct. Y'all share the same bathroom.
It's communal.
It's communal bathrooms for girls. Yeah, but quad is bigger. Your room is bigger. Like, I kind of like quad. Honestly, if I could redo it, would I live in quad? No. Would I be a quad girly?
I don't think so. I think you were, like, really, really excited to get CHN. Like, you were really,
I know,
really,
I really, really wanted CHN.
And when you got it, you were really excited.
I was over the moon, because that's exactly what I wanted. Yeah, you're right. But, yeah, definitely if you're in CHN, like, low-key, y'all, change the culture there. Like, just be nicer to people. Like, talk to people, like, definitely. Because I found my friend group, and they lived on the same floor as me, and I absolutely love all of them. So that was, like, a great experience. So don't be shy that first week. Everyone is looking for friends.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, I would say everyone's on the same playing field. Like, it's not like you're going and you're transferring. Like, everyone is new. Yeah. So, please, like...
Take advantage. Please. Because there will never be time like this.
Make friends. Everything... The campus is new. Everything is new. Everything feels so exciting and so alive and so, you know, freshman. So, enjoy that. It's an amazing feeling, like, to be in college for the first time, to be away from home for the first time. Like, all these things. All these new experiences.
Yeah. So. Do you have any more apartment type advice, or do you want to get into our...
I would say, maybe for an apartment specifically, like, I would just say, like, having structure, having rules,
For yourself, or, like,
for everybody, the apartment is really helpful. Like, you know, we had a group chat, we had each other's locations. I thought that was helpful. I was really stingy with my location before I went to college, but after being in college, like, here, you can have my location, because it's just more helpful, like, to have conversations. It's helpful to know, like, oh, this person is here, they're at the grocery store, okay, they're not in their room, so let me go text the group chat, you know, stuff like that. So, yeah, I would say my experience was overall really good. I'm also vegetarian, so I was able to cook what I wanted. I brought my own things. It was exciting. It's fun to live on your own. It was fun to, like, also, like, I don't know, this maybe kind of sounds bad, but, like, when you're home, like, everything is, like, the same, but you get all new stuff when you're, like, in an apartment and you have, like, new kitchen utensils, and it was just exciting. I also made, like, a Google Sheet spreadsheet. It's very detailed of the things that I personally needed, and I'm gonna put it in the link of this podcast episode, so if you're listening and you just graduated and you're trying to find things for a dorm and an apartment, I think it's a good guide for you.
So, yeah. And I'll try to add some things that I used in my dorm for, like, storage wise in my closet or stuff like that. So I can, like, that. I just didn't want to sit here and we didn't want to sit here and bore you guys of talking at you of all the things that you need to put in there.
Right.
If you want that, just check the link in bio.
I really thrive off of, like, being organized. And I think going into a space like that. Oh, I was going to say two more things. I'm talking a lot. Two more things. One, I would say don't move in at the same time as your roommates. I think, like, that's not even the best first impression that you should have of someone. When, like, you've been traveling, your parents are stressed, your mom is stressed, your dad's stressed, your dog's stressed, everyone is stressed because of, like, this moment and this time and, like, the task that you have to get everything in your room and, like, everything set up and everything happy so then you can leave. Like, it's a lot. So I would say if you can move in at a different time than someone else or your roommate, if you're in a dorm or an apartment, I would say do it, because then you can settle yourself in without having the added stress of trying not to be in the way for other people and then also meeting your roommate for the first time. Like, that's chaotic.
Yeah.
Frankly. So I would say that. And then I would also say, I forgot.
And that's okay.
I forgot what I was going to say.
That's okay. Do you want a second?
Oh, there was one thing that I was going to say was important. Downy wrinkle spray.
Yes.
Please get that. Like, I don't even care about, like, an apartment. I don't even care about an iPad. I don't even care about things you actually need. Like, I'm telling you, there are going to be times where you have 5 minutes to change, where your friend is like, I'm picking you up in 5 minutes. Or you have 5 minutes to be somewhere, you have 5 minutes to get to class, and you have a wrinkly, it sounds like an ad, but, like, if you have a wrinkly, like, shirt or pants or something, you literally spray it and it's fine. Like, I promise you, you don't want to be steaming things every single time you need to go somewhere, every single time you need to go to church, please, listen to me. I had other friends also, like, use that, and they said it was, like, one of the best things ever, so...
Yeah, I definitely need to tap into that, because why would I have an ironing board and an iron in my dorm?
Like, it's just so tedious.
One of my friends, she had a steamer, but I didn't. I don't know. I need to get that for
real. I had a steamer, and I enjoyed that, but it still takes longer.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't like unwrinkling clothes. Like, that's the, like, top.
Especially if you go somewhere.
Bottom, like, two chores. I don't like
if
it.
If you're in a pinch for a time, so.
Okay, so we also have some college center advice based on our first year, and Yeah, we just want to share that with you guys. So mine is also kind of catered to Howard's culture as well. And also we applied to some other similar HBCUs because, yeah, that's just...
The culture.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like this is kind of ominous, the way that I'm saying this.
Yeah, you're making it sound like they're going to...
Okay, because think about the ratio. Let's think about the ratio of Howard, you guys. It is like 70-30. I think the newer class just made it worse. So it's like closer to 80-20. So like, is that man your man? Like, it's like a sister wife type situation for a lot of people. I rebuke all of that.
Yeah, in the name of Jesus. I've personally heard some stories and heard some things. It's real. This disparity is real.
I've witnessed a lot, and I remember the horrific feeling of like, I knew what I was getting into. My sister went here, y'all. Like, this went into my decision. Like, I knew what was happening. She reassured me that I was gonna be fine because she knows me, and I have been fine. But
yeah, Mia was very adamant. Like, I'm not gonna.
No. So, like, my first number one, well, this is not number one, but I'm going to make it number one because I started talking about it already, is don't believe that man. Like, when you come to college, there is going to be some man in your ear, and he is going to be trying to tell you things and sell you, like, some dream. It's not like I'm talking from experience, but, like,
It's probably not even a Howard thing. Like, I think it's just something, like...
In general.
Even, like, upperclassmen that see vulnerable, new, young, bright-eyed, and bushy-tailed freshmen, like... Unfortunate, but you just gotta keep your wits about you and like,
yeah, I just really like, you're gonna talk to him and you're gonna like fall for him a little bit, and then you're gonna go to a party and see him getting twerked on. Like, that's what's gonna happen to you. It's gonna like, he's gonna be talking to your friend, it's gonna be some girl that you meet, and you'll be like, wait, that's my man, wait, that's whatever. Literally, y'all, like, this, wait, maybe I shouldn't talk about that. That's like someone's actual story. Just be careful.
Maybe you can talk about it without like saying names.
Okay.
Just give a short summary.
Just like girls, like his girls, like
for you guys.
Why? Because they want the tea.
Yes.
Like as a girl, like imagine you're like chilling with a guy and like this other girl that he's messing with has his location. And now he just pulled up on y'all. I mean, she just pulled up on y'all's link. So it's like, and this is happening early, y'all. Like early, and it's like you will get yourself trapped in some situation. Baby, week one. Like, this is freshman week. Okay. Yeah, this is freshman week.
This is bison week.
Yeah, no one else is here but us.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of bad. So it's just like a lot of girls will get involved in that and get started with that. There's also going to be a girl that's going to start to take your man. Like, there's certain people that don't care. There's like the Fizz 3 a.m. warriors that just are trying to look for a link at 3 in the morning. Like, some people are really easy on that campus, and you really have to stay safe. You really have to say that you don't get burnt. Like, please, like, this is just like, I can't emphasize this the most because I swear the devil is going to try to come to you in the form of a man and destroy your life. Do not let that happen. Do not let that happen, please.
You sound like an old grandma who's like telling like war stories.
I just don't want that to happen to y'all. Like, please, like, I don't want to see anybody down bad like that. Like, we must keep our 4.0s, we must keep everything up, and do not let that man ruin it, because he don't deserve that, and he don't deserve to see you like that. Thank you.
I just feel like I went through something. Oh my gosh. I think okay, so for A&M to speak on like, I guess, dating culture, like, I think it's not the same.
Yeah, and that's why I was trying to make it specific to Howard, because I think that, like, y'all's experience is so different, and I don't even want to talk about the men there, because I think that they're fine. Like, I think they're regular college men. Like, Howard, it'll be and everyone's beautiful in their own way. The ugliest man ever that has never talked to a girl in his life, and somehow he'll have 8 of them.
Yeah.
Because that's just how it works.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think y'all just regular men. I see what you're saying.
It's more regular. Like, yes. It's a more regular. This feels like a safari exhibit where, like, animals are trying to, like, come for one man. And they're like, this is funny to me. But I think it's a little bit different. I think a lot of people, Mia's parents included, get married at A&M. I am in a relationship at A&M. I think it's pretty common, but also I surround myself with people that feel like it's common. So where you look, you will find. So if you want that kind of thing, then you can get it. If you want a relationship, I'm not going to say that you can get it, but I think it's easier. Like, there's less of a celebrated hookup culture. Like, a lot of people truly find their person at A&M. But there is a hookup culture, and where you look, you will find, baby. So, you know, I think the same thing. Don't just blindly believe what someone is saying, especially someone that you don't really know. That's something that I think I realized, like, when you go to college, there are people that have already been in college, like, while you were in high school, so you don't know every, like, all of the lore, you know? You're just mm-hmm. going based off of what you know.
Yeah.
But this person has lived a whole life, and there's a whole lore, and there's a whole story that you have no idea about. So I would say, like, just be cautious, because usually it's not in your best interest.
Yeah, most of the time, it's not. But be prudent, and it'll be fine. Just use your discernment.
So I would say that about A&M. I think it's a tiny bit different. The ratio is very, like, 50-50, so you can find a lot of your friends and not that same scarcity of men. Wow.
Make them all your homeboys. That's really what I did. Everyone just can be your friend for a little bit, and then you can pick whoever, you know what I'm saying?
That's funny. Like, actually, so y'all are gonna go through trial period, and then after that, I'm gonna decide not you. That's funny.
No, but I'm so serious. Like, any man that tries to talk to you, just make him your friend. Just make them all your friends, because, like, you don't need to do that your freshman year. You don't.
Yeah.
You don't.
So, yeah.
Okay, so talk about less men.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna say about A&M, this school is the second largest school in the United States of America. So that comes with good things and bad things. It's really easy to not be seen and heard. It's a lot harder to, like, have relationships with your professors. It's a lot harder to, you know, sometimes, you know, if you're just a drop in a ocean, maybe you don't feel like it's heard and is seen. But I would say that there are very good, like, advantages that come with living, I mean, and being and going. I think I'm hungry. I think that is why I'm struggling with my words right now, but I'm going to try my best.
Yo, are we always hungry?
I think we are.
No, it's a literally stop. We're not going to shame ourselves.
Okay.
It's 3 p.m.
Yeah. And we haven't eaten.
We haven't ate.
So, yeah, so forgive me.
If anything, like, that's really bad. Forgive me. Yeah, we need to eat. Forgive me. Yeah, we deserve it.
We do. So I would say, like, we have a lot more resources. We have an Aggie network that I really am proud of that a lot of people can lean on. We have Aggie Ring, so usually if you graduate, you see someone's ring, and then that strikes up a conversation. Mia's parents have told me so many times about how their rings have gotten them jobs, places, everything. Like, it really is good. And then I would also say that we have a lot more resources from, like, funding and grants and buildings and, like, just resources in general from the massiveness of our school. And then I think the biggest thing is that you can find, like, what you're looking for anywhere. I really don't like when people say, oh, A&M's for, like, one kind of person, because the person that they're thinking about is not the person that I am, and yet I'm having such a great time at A&M. It truly is what you make it. And I think because it's so big, you have the ability to make your experience, like, make your mark on the world, you know?
Oh, I liked that.
Like,
that was beautiful.
Thank you. Like, make your own experience. Like, I can choose if I am so-and-so and I have this interest in robotics and I have this interest in this and this and this. I can find that here because this school has so many different kinds of people. So I would really say that that's what I like about going to A&M specifically. And then there are a lot of traditions that, you know, if you know about A&M, then you love.
The 12th man.
It really is the 12th man. Like, we really are big on family and tradition, and I would encourage everyone to look into it. And then I would say my biggest advice when I wrote this down when talking about this for the podcast was college is a game. Mm. So make the best decisions. College is a game. College is a game. Like, college is a game. Choosing your professors is a game. Your GPA is a game. Playing the game. Maybe I'll put it like this. You could choose to have to not wake up at 8 a.m. but have a horrible professor and end up getting a C in a class. Or you could choose to have an 8 a.m., have a great professor, and then end up getting an A in the class. that's a game. You're making a choice based on, like, the best decision for your GPA and for, like, for everything, for all of your life decisions. It's all of it is, like, a game. It's literally, like, choosing what's best for you.
And treat your GPA like it's your child. Like, I think that a lot of people, you can walk in not caring and stuff like that. No, I want you to treat your GPA like it's your child. Because it is. Like, your GPA holds thousands of dollars if you're there
for merit. And it's harder to, like, get your GPA up.
You'll be than cooked.
Get it down. Like, the first 2 years are really pivotal in, like, deciding what your academic future is going to look like. Because if you just go to college thinking that it's fun, I'm in college, blah, 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 like,
you'll come home right back home.
You're gonna be fun in college in your bed.
Yeah.
Fun in college with a 2.0 GPA. Like, please, please, please. We're in college for a reason. You are in college to go to school. Like, you're paying to go to school. So go to school.
Yeah.
Use the resources. If you need help, go to tutoring. Like, you're not here just to go and drink and party with your friends. Because you can do that for free.
No, literally, you can do that for... Actually, you can do that. It costs money to do that. Literally. But it's like, me and my friends always say, like, you pay to go here. Every time that someone wants to skip class, you pay to go here. Like, you don't want to do your assignment, you pay to go here. Like, you chose to go here. You chose to get this degree. So go get the degree. Like, stop playing. Stop doing that. Because you'll just go home. And that's no fun. It's no fun. Like, if you were to make all these friends and imagine it just to be taken away from you. Every single time you don't want to turn that assignment in, I want you to think of that. I want you to think of that reality of, like... Wow, like, and then you think how much money and time you just wasted that you'll literally never get back.
What your parents are, you know, most of the time, what your parents are spending to put you here and make you happy.
Yeah.
So thrive. Show them that like, they're getting a return on their investment. Yeah. Don't, you know.
Do not go there and just BS.
Don't act the fool.
Yeah, do not act the fool. Act like you got some home training, girl, because you don't know your mama taught you better than that.
Literally.
For real.
And you could tell the difference between when you're in college and you see
someone, how everybody was raised.
See how someone's living. Mm-hmm. See someone when you go out. You can tell the difference between how someone is raised. And sometimes that's not how your mama raised you, so represent your family.
Right, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I have of similar to, like, Kennedy, of, like, get involved immediately, like, based on the culture of, like, just honestly, most campuses, I would say, like, it's for your best interest. Everyone's resume is blank right now. No one's done anything in college.
When Mia said this, I was like, you ate. Like, that was really good. Like,
yes. This was, like, the one thing that, like, when I walked into college, I was like, no, I'm doing this right now. I'm not even going to play myself. Because, yeah, like, it's an even playing field. Go get it. Go get the position. Literally. Like, you're a freshman. The seniors just left. There's something open. Go apply. Go interview. Just put yourself out there into spaces that you think that you'd like. It also is a great way to make a new community and meet new people. I know I love student government, so that's what I'm in. And the amount of people that I've met there, upperclassmen, learned so much. Like, literally have changed me professionally forever, honestly. And I absolutely love it. It was a great way to meet people as well. So I have so many new friends. And I think it's, like, it's such a great thing. And also, baby, that's, like, experience for you as well that you can take with you forever. So if you can, definitely do that. Yeah.
And as much as we're saying college is here to learn, college is also, like, a literally a transformative experience. Like,
right.
I don't know anyone who went to college and was like, oh, I wasn't changed. I wasn't moved by this experience. So take what your school has to offer. Go out and make friends. Go to clubs. Meet people that are like you, because these could be your friends for the rest of your life. Like,
right.
You could have, like, remember at Howard, like, when we used to do this and that. Remember at Anna, when we used to do this and this and on Wellborn and da-da. So please, like, take advantage of, like, your freshman year. Take advantage of, like, all these new experiences and live them to the fullest. Don't be so overzealous in work that you don't have a social life at all, because that's no fun either, you know? So it's all about balance, I think. And I think the balance can be sometimes hard for people, and I can understand why some people, you know, end up not having the best.
Yeah, you know? Or, like, struggle with that. Yeah. I completely agree. Another thing I was trying to say was, especially with going out of state, if you're doing that for college, the advice I can give you is, like, to not separate yourself from who you were at home or, like, the old self, because you will come back home. So, like, whatever you just left there, trust and believe it is the way they're waiting for you. Like, it's not like it went away. So a lot of people, they, maybe it's like unfinished business. Like, somebody with an ex back home, you have like, I don't know, just situations maybe with your family that you hate home, or like just anything that you're like, yeah, technically quote unquote running away from. You will feel so happy at your new place. You will feel like this huge weight lifts off your shoulders. Yeah. You'll love the person that you'll be coming, but at the end of the day, on breaks in summer, everything, you're gonna come back home and you're gonna be like, who am I? Who's that person? You're gonna miss that other version of yourself.
It's like an identity crisis.
Yeah, like you'll literally have like an identity crisis of like, who was that? Can I get her back, or can I get him back? Like, please. And so just to prevent that, because I think that I kind of separated myself and I kind of felt like I wasn't me, because I changed so much, mm-hmm, there. And so to come back and be in my same bedroom, mm-hmm, where I was like a different person before I left, mm-hmm, it was kind of weird. But just, I don't know, like stay the same person, but change within that. Yeah. So when you come home, you will still be you, but just, yeah, different.
And it's definitely hard also, like, I think sometimes like there were moments where I was like, I need to come home. Like, yeah, I need to, I don't want to be here anymore. Cause you know, you're leaving like your comfort zone, you're leaving your comfort place, like everywhere that you've been before. Like,
yeah,
you are not there anymore. Like, I'm not there anymore. I'm in a completely new place, in a completely new environment on my own. And that's an amazing thing, but that's also a really lonely thing. And so like when you're going through things, when you're sick, when you're sad, when you're like down, like, you know, it's hard. It's hard to see that things like still go around and they still change without you. I think give yourself grace. There's a lot of things in college where it's your first time doing something, especially if you're a freshman, but also if you're just going through college, because this is like your truly your first time being an adult, like your first time, yeah, making like decisions where mom and dad aren't weighing in on like how they feel about this. It's just you in that moment making that decision. So I would say give yourself grace, because I think a lot of times you fall and you do things that you're like, oh, maybe I should not have done that. Maybe I should have gone to bed. Maybe I should have, like, you know, it happens. So
honestly, yeah, what we can be saying of like saying like I miss like home and stuff like that. Like, I think I did like have moments where I missed things about home, but I think that Howard truly became my home. That even when I came back here for the summer, I was like, oh, like, I want to go. Like, I literally was calling it home. Like, I would accidentally call my dorm home, accidentally call.
You want to go home?
Like, Howard home. Yeah, like, I'd be like, oh, I want to go home. But I'm literally talking about,
yeah,
like, my
dorm. It's definitely hard. Like, coming home from, like, 10 months of, like, living on your own, making your own decisions, I would say for anyone that, like, is listening, please go away from home. Like, even if you're not going to college, like, just living away from what you know in your comfort zone helps you grow so much as a person.
Right.
But, like, I was definitely like, oh, so when it's August, like,
no, because where is August?
Like, where is August? Oh. Like, no, like, actually, where is August? And I know, Mia, do you remember, like, August, like when I sent you that, like when,
yes,
you
saw that, it was hot. Is
guys in College Station, in August is the hottest month of the year. And you know, it's even harder if you're a freshman, you don't know where things are. Oh my gosh, it was literally the hottest thing ever. And I showed me a picture, I looked like I was having a heat stroke. Like,
she looked a little worn by the sun. She, like, she was doing some yard work. Like, it was not
yard work,
she was worn.
I look like I had just, like, ran a marathon in the Saharan Desert.
Yeah.
And then swam back home. Like, I truly looked like, so please keep your sunscreen on you, keep your AirPods, keep everything, because,
I need a fan this upcoming semester.
Oh, I had a fan, too.
Get a little fan, y'all. All the girlies got a little fan. I don't have one.
Get a fan. Do what you need to do. Because, honestly, like, that heat in college, like, in Houston, Texas, in general, is brutal. Like, it was horrible.
Yeah, and I get to escape it. It does get really hot.
I miss August. I still miss August.
I do, too. I do. And we love our families. Families, if you're listening, yes, we literally love you guys so much. But don't lie like you didn't feel like this. Don't act like y'all didn't feel like this, too. Y'all did.
Because you did.
Y'all did. We just missed that environment, and that's it.
Yeah, and we've been there for 10 months, and then we have to go back.
Yeah, like, God forbid, like, we just miss our friends and our...
Yeah, like
in our beds and living. Yeah. Oh my god, I miss my mattress topper.
Oh,
baby.
People used to say my bed was so comfy.
Oh my god, like,
my bed was the most comfy.
I love my mattress topper. That's an essential.
I had great sleep. Like, my dad, I think, the first, he was like, do you miss your bed?
No. Okay, I miss being able to flip over because I wasn't a twin XL. Ooh. So I do miss that type of space. But baby, the comfortability, though, the type of sleep that I used to get on that twin XL.
No, like the mattress ever will change your life. But,
for real.
Like, it'll change your life.
For real.
I also wanted to say use Rate My Professor. This is like regarding choosing your classes. Use Rate My Professor in Annex. Use other people's experiences to build your own. Don't think that you're different. Like, mm-mm. Just listen. If they say that professor is horrible, listen to them. Yes. Because it's not like every single person is a problem child and they had this specific issue. Now, that does happen. It does happen. Some ratings I would disagree with, but generally they're correct. And at A&M, we also have something called Annex, which will give you the GPA of the professor's class, like, in an average. It's really helpful to see, like, oh, this person is really bad, but their GPA is a 4.0, so... You know, we gotta make some. Yeah. We gotta make some decisions.
We gotta make some shake. We gotta figure it out. Yeah, remember, physics will be your best friend for real, though. Like, it's gonna help you out.
Love it. Okay. Also, finding a church home, like.
Yes.
This was something that was so, like, pivotal. I was honestly, it was a moment that where, that, like, in my adulthood, it sounds corny, but, like, in my adulthood where I felt so proud. Because, like, up until now, like, you, in your religious life and your religious background, you're just going based off of the choices that your parents have made for you. And I've had a great foundation, but, like, to choose your own place, to choose your own place to say, I'm gonna worship here, I'm gonna follow this pastor here, I'm gonna, like, follow this church. It's such an amazing, like, feeling and emotion to, like, make that decision because it's your decision. Like, it's not anyone else's choice. It's what do you want? What feeds your spirit? What feeds your soul? And then you can also find people from church that are like-minded to you in college, so.
Literally. And I think that college is just so sinful. Like, I think college campus, like, it's just, there's a lot going on. There's a lot happening. Yeah. And I think that was one of my fears and my anxiety when I was an incoming freshman, and I remember talking to my dad about it, and he was like, you don't have to conform. Like, you're acting like you're going to this place and they're gonna force you into all of these things.
Yeah.
But it just, I don't know, I felt like that because I also didn't trust myself. Mm-hmm. If I'm being completely honest, and I was really close to God at that point. And so going into my freshman year, I was, like, trying to read my Bible every week. And I was doing that. And then it just kind of slipped. And yeah. I stopped. And I got busy. And I was having so much fun with my friends. And it wasn't like I was giving into sin.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like that. It was just I wasn't prioritizing God anymore. I was prioritizing everything else. So I think going into my second semester, I told myself, I will find a church home. And I've never been a really super, super church goer. I've always, like, just kind of had a relationship with God. And mm-hmm. that's kind of where I spent my most time worshiping and praising. But going into second semester, I knew I had to change something. Because clearly, I didn't hold myself accountable the first semester. And I found a church home. I absolutely love it. I still watch it online here because that's how much I love my church. I started serving there. Like, it was like really, yeah, I really, really like it. I teach, like, me and my friend, we started serving, and we teach, like, a class for, like, the younger group. I know, they're evil. They're evil.
I want to do, like, serve in the children's ministry next semester because I love kids and I just love my church. I love my pastor. Like, I love everything about it. Like, when I first, I was church shopping. I was trying to figure out what I liked, what I didn't like. And when I came to Salt City, which is my church, there were people that I didn't know that were, like, so welcoming and so nice. That's how A&M is in general, but, like, these people at this church, like, did not have to, like, extend their hand, and it really just showed me, like, everyone had the spirit of God, everyone was so welcoming and kind, the way that Jesus literally is, and the pastor was no different. Like, the word was, like, I think a lot of times, like, especially, and this is another conversation, but mega churches can have, like, a watered-down word to apply to more people, but the word was, like, really, really in-depth, and so I went to my boyfriend, I went to my roommate, I went to my best friend, I went to my wine sisters, and I was like, come to this church. So now I have a little group that comes with me, and we, you know, we do our thing, get Starbucks after, it's fun. So,
period. Oh, why are you finna get canceled by Starbucks?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Hobby Lobby, Starbucks.
It's just fun. And I would say, like, if you already go to church, if you already have a relationship with God, or you want to find your relationship with God, if you want to find a center, find a church.
For real. It'll ground you. And yeah. I think it's a great way to start your week. Yeah. And just, I don't know. It was just, it's really so great. No, seriously, y'all. Like, I used to feel, like, really happy. I think second semester, like, I definitely had a lot happening. My weekends were really, really busy, but still taking that time out regardless and incorporating that into my Sunday. The church that I go to, it's, like, it's not in D.C. It's in Maryland. Mm-hmm. So it kind of is, like, a trek.
Can you talk about that? Like, you know, the Maryland and in the D.C. and the... You what don't say it? Virginia that much, but you just...
Because who so the heck goes to Virginia? Okay, I do go to Virginia. If you're going to, like, the mall or something, but... It is interchangeable. It is. I don't know. I don't really know what to say about it.
I just think it's so interesting.
It is. I'm kind of used to it now, though. I think it used to be before. It was like, oh my gosh, I'm on the metro, and like, I am in Virginia now. Like, it used to be like...
Like, me, it used to be like, oh, I'm in Maryland.
Yeah, so yes, we just wanted to update you guys.
Well, no, let me let you up too. Don't...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't end the party here.
You don't have nothing to say. Bye.
Ooh, no.
She don't got nothing to say. Oh, my God.
I wanted to talk about, like, traveling for tailgates and games, because I want to go to the Austin UT game and have a ball and have fun.
In Austin?
Yes. And some of the AKAs at UT I made really good friends with, and I want to go and, you know... Return the favor and say hello, because they came to College Station.
I was thinking about going to Miami this... I just went. But I was going to go back, because there's a FAMU versus Howard game, even though Howard freaking...
Oh, Perry.
Let me not talk about my school. Hold on.
Wait, is...
Howard is challenged in the football department. It's a little challenged.
Yeah. But, I would say so.
Hold on.
I
said it. Why did you say it, though?
Because it's the truth.
No, but I don't think that was necessary. Okay. Like, it was kind of redundant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe fix your mouth when you talk about my school
next time. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. No one can ever say anything about this.
No. What's a Howard run around? I don't know. I don't talk about anything bad about HU.
Let's talk about...
No.
Okay.
No, I will never dog my HBCU on
ignorance is bliss, y'all.
It's not ignorance, and child. It's a disease, Howard has never done me wrong. Registered for my classes this next semester? No, but that doesn't matter, because they're going to get me right. Don't worry.
Okay.
Don't worry. It's my HBCU. I love them. Stop.
Yes.
Stop. You're trying to make me hate them.
No.
That's anti-black.
No. Please.
Howard, bro, Kennedy literally probably voted for Trump, so it's like, it's okay.
Okay, so...
You're spreading propaganda.
I was going to say, HBCU people, like, please hear my heart when I say that I love the HBCUs. I'm for it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not for me.
Mm.
But that doesn't mean I voted for Trump.
Trump.
Because please don't associate
bro,
me with that man.
Hashtag bring mama love back, bro. I miss her.
When Mia told me that, like, Kamala came, I was, like, FOMO. Like, I was, like, wow.
Oh, my God. And it was such a good experience, y'all. I want to talk about that one day. I can't talk about it now, because I'll start crying. But It was, like, such an experience.
Sorry, that sounded really fake. Like,
yeah. I'm being sarcastic, but I'm also not. Like, I feel like...
I think that would literally be, like, something that you can tell your kids that happened and was so amazing.
Yeah.
Like, that's so cool.
No, but it was, like, the amount of disappointment we took. Like, we got school off. Like, the next couple of days, just because it was, like, mental health. Like, the fact that, not to get political, but you feel me? Like, the fact that, like, he won, like, that was just, like, insane to everyone. And it was just, like, it was truly nothing short of devastating. And I wrote about it in one of my essays, because it's nothing short of devastating. Like,
yeah. I'm sure, like, insane. To be that close I just feel like that moment when you're around people that are like just like you, like,
yes, everyone is blue. Everyone is blue.
It must have just been crushing.
Yeah, because I literally I was so delusional. This is, mind you, I'm from Texas. This is the only time I've seen white women in Kamala shirts ever. I'm just like, oh my gosh, is everyone blue? Everyone's blue. Like, this is so fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a different experience. No one's called me the N-word. Nothing. Like, it's been no racist encounters. It's been great. And it's like, I am witnessing this. I'm literally thinking that, obviously, I'm on Kamala HQ TikTok. Like, I'm seeing all these things. Everything surrounding me.
Yes. It just must also be so amazing. amazing to, like, see her come back to her school and be so proud in a school that you also go to. Like,
exactly. That must have been, like, it was so exciting. Everything was so great. When she said HU, everyone's screaming, you know, like, it was, literally, she gave her whole speech. People were sobbing during her speech. Mm-hmm. And she, period. Mm-hmm. And she's, like, she was just trying to keep us encouraged, but at that point, it was, like, I don't know, y'all. It was.
She looks like she's getting emotional right now, y'all, looking at her.
Because I just, but I it care must about have politics,
been.
But.
It must have been. And that's something about a PWI that, you know?
Yeah.
You kind of have to take the L for, and you kind of have to, you know.
No, literally the night before the AKAs, we're, like, strolling around the whole crowd. Oh, like, for real? Yes, oh, baby. They was playing y'all's song.
Oh, my song?
Yes.
Oh, period. I did cross as an AKA. I didn't say it officially. I said I was Greek. Don't get it twisted. I am not.
She said, don't get it twisted.
I am. I'm just.
Do not slander. Just, do not slander on the TSL podcast.
I'm not slandering. I'm just saying, like, I'm not going to rep what I'm not.
No, because y'all get the whispering when y'all shouting everybody else out. Y'all know how y'all get.
No. I'm just saying, like I'm going to rep what I am, and I don't want y'all to get confused with what I'm not. So that is what I am. That's what I'm going to say. All Greek love. I love my Greeks. I love all the Greeks. Mm-hmm. But I am an AKA. I'm not anything else. So
what was that? I'm not a.
I just said I'm not anything else. That's all I said. I'm not anything else.
Y'all, I'm trying to get her in trouble. Clearly,
no, you are. I'm gonna shut up. But I start a war on my campus. Look at you, just inciting black violence. Like,
oh, don't flip it. You, like, Trump supporter. Like, don't flip it.
No, ma'am. I would never. I voted for my sword. Thank you.
Period. And did too. And Texas really tried to play with me. I don't want to talk about that. Anyways. Yeah. Thank you guys
so much.
We're
just going in rambles, but I hope you enjoy this episode. Literally. If you've never tuned into our podcast before, I hope that you enjoy it, and maybe you can listen to some old episodes. I don't know what I said, so I don't know if you
do wanna... not hold me accountable for anything that I said back then. That's not me, and that I don't know who that
so,
is.
Yeah, so me 2 years ago is not me now. So I don't know if I'm going to have the same things, but I hope that you enjoyed our podcast if you're a first-time listener. A lot of people from college don't even know that we have a podcast, but we wanted to run it back.
Yeah, hey, I'm Mia, and I also have a podcast, by the way.
Yeah, just like, hey, I am Kennedy, and I do have a podcast with my best friend. So welcome. Thank you guys so much for listening. Me and Mia used to have a debate where she would never do the intro.
Intro?
Never do the intro.
Intro?
Never. I mean, the outro. So.
Yo, she just bowed her head down.
No,
good
I
boy.
Didn't.
Hey, no, yeah. I didn't. Nah, facts. Okay. We're hungry, remember? We're hungry. Yes, so it's
okay,
fine.
So let's get through this. Please follow our Instagram at TheSilverLining with MK, not MNK. That's something that you messed up before, and I just wanted to let you know.
On air. You decided to let me know on air. You know those people that, like only correct me in private? That's how I feel right now.
You know what that made me think of? I don't want to say it, but I, like...
Say it.
Love Island. Where, like, Zach
Wait,
was, like...
Wait, everyone sigh on
Zach
three.
Was, like, I don't correct my partner in public.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, when he was talking at, why were, I'm about to...
Alandria.
Talk, yes, I was talking
and then
British
he,
on
then
accident.
He, like, braided his public...
He
mean, his
literally did a Maya, so, yeah.
Anyways... Please follow our Instagram at The Silver Lining with M and K. We also have a YouTube at The Silver Lining with M and K. We are on over 25 listening platforms, so there's really no excuse not to
Zero.
Listen to The Silver Lining with M and K. We also have a link tree in our Instagram that will take you to everywhere else that you could potentially want to see our podcast. Give us a rating, give us 5 stars. If you don't want to give us 5 stars, that's fine. So just don't give a rating at all.
Yeah, don't touch it.
Yeah. So it's, like, very simple,
those,
you know, like
little fingers.
So you can only do 5 or you can do none.
Yeah.
And then I'd also say write us a review, because we love to hear what you love about our podcast. Yeah. Do you have anything else?
No, thank you guys for your support. And we're back.
I'm so excited.
Did you miss us? Because we missed you.
Oh, that was cute. So, bye, guys.
Bye, y'all.